The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it'd be lovely to hear from you who dropped in the suggested instruction, practice instruction of, is that so? Is that so? If you used it, if you dropped it in, and what you observed. What did you observe? Did it work? Did it not work? Did it loosen the hold of thoughts? Did it make it more transient or not? The opposite. So it would be lovely to hear from you. The floor is yours. All right.
I was out walking, I had a thought come up.
You can hold it closer.
And I wondered about it, and so I asked, is that so? And I noticed that the thought disappeared right away. And what was left was this space, but it was a space of inquiry. And it was out. It was like an awareness itself, like the inquiry was awareness. And it was a nice space. And I walked with that for a while. And then it faded away. But it was a good awareness. Helpful.
Lovely. Thanks so much for sharing that. I loved how you said the awareness was the inquiry itself. The inquiry was awareness itself. They were just synonymous. The awareness had this, was imbued with this sense of inquiry and curiosity, a sense of investigation. Lovely. Lovely. Thanks for sharing that. Nice. Yeah. There was another hand back there.
I was just going to ask you, Nikki, if you could repeat or summarize, because I didn't get here in time to hear the suggestion.
It was actually very simple. The instruction was dropping in the inquiry, not into our heads, but kind of into our bodies. Is that so? Is that so? As if there's a little wise person, wise woman, wise man, wise person within us who's very caring, and kind of like it's asking a question, is that so? When a thought comes up, when a belief comes up, it's this way or that way, like, is that so? To kind of jiggle a little bit the tightness with which we hold on to our thoughts or beliefs, and they're so solid, they seem so solid at times. So just to kind of jiggle it a little bit and see what happens. Sometimes they become kind of gauze-like, and sometimes they disappear, and a space is created. That's what I've seen in my practice. And also it can be a place for humor sometimes when you drop that in. Is that so? So that was the instruction.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. So any other experiences? If you dropped it in, great.
I noticed for most of the meditation, this gentleman said, just sort of a space afterwards, and just kind of a letting go. But then towards the very end of the second sit, I had a thought that brought up a lot of emotions. And, you know, did the, is it so? And the thought dissipated quickly.
Yeah.
But the emotions were much harder to sort of release or let go or not judge.
Yeah.
And they just stayed a lot longer.
Yeah.
And do you have any recommendations what to do when something like that comes up?
Yeah, great. I'm so glad you brought this up. Fantastic. As I mentioned, I think very briefly this morning, this is that so really is a practice of working with thoughts, chittanupassana, working with thoughts, not so much working with emotions. It's really for working in that space. For emotions, it's really as you experience, which is perfect, is like, oh yeah, it's here. You can't say, is that so, to an emotion, because, well, it is so. You know, I'm feeling, there's this sense, you know, there's sadness, there's joy, there's whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, that's what's being, that is the truth of that moment that's being experienced and sitting with it and allowing it to move through. So I'm so glad you brought it up because it allows me to really clarify and elucidate. It's really for working with thoughts when we have a belief, our minds hang on to, we believe it all, you know, a moment ago the thought hasn't even arisen. And a moment later, that's it, that's the truth, that's reality. Well, is that so? So great, thanks so much for bringing that up. Other experiences with is that so? I'd like to share. Okay, so I will share with you a story. It's a Zen story about is that so? Some of you may already know it. And this story is attributed, you know, in Zen, a lot of teaching gets done by stories, Zen stories, and this is one of them. And it's attributed to the Zen master Hakuin. So the story goes like this. A beautiful girl in the village was pregnant. Her angry parents demanded to know who was the father. At first, resistant to confess, the anxious and embarrassed girl finally pointed to Hakuin, the Zen master whom everyone previously revered for living such a pure life. When the outraged parents confronted Hakuin with their daughter's accusation, he simply replied, "Is that so?" When the child was born, the parents brought it to Hakuin, who now was viewed as a pariah by the whole village. They demanded that he take care of the child, since it was his responsibility. "Is that so?" Hakuin said calmly as he accepted the child. For many months he took very good care of the child, until the daughter could no longer withstand the lie she had told. She confessed that the real father was a young man in the village whom she had tried to protect. The parents immediately went to Hakuin to see if he would return the baby. With profuse apologies, they explained what had happened. "Is that so?" Hakuin said as he handed them the child. Pretty good story, I think. There's so many ways to see that story. A couple of reactions that I like. One is, we're all free to tell the mountain that it's too high, the road that it winds too much, and the ocean that it is too wet. That's one potential reaction. The other one that's actually more relevant to the way I shared it this morning, the teaching, is that basically, there is phenomena. There is a perception of relative phenomena, and there's a particular there is a phenomena that's happening, and there is a relative way that we label it, and that label, is that so? What label we're putting on things? Oh, you're the father. Oh, you're not the father. Oh, you're terrible. Oh, you're Is that so? Just labeling, like labeling things, any moment. Is that so? So, and another way also, what I appreciate about this story is is it possible to be like Hakuin, with such grace and dignity, completely unmoved, because he knew what was happening. Oh, is that so? Really, is that so? Questioning the kind of the reality of the villagers, but still doing what was best at that point, taking care of the child, etc. So there's so many ways you can argue with them, but there are many ways to see this story. And yet the practice of is that so, I find it working with thoughts to be a very helpful practice. So if you used it this morning and it was helpful, great, you have another tool in your tool bag. Is that so? And it's especially helpful with thoughts that are really sticky and beliefs that are really sticky, either about yourself or about others or about a situation when it's really sticky. Is that so? Ding! It's a really helpful inquiry to drop in, to just jiggle our perceptions, our assumptions about how things are. And if you didn't find it helpful, then let it go. It's all good. So thank you all for your practice this morning. So far, we'll have another opportunity to practice now with temple cleaning.